One of the things I love about the web is the fact that it's so fluid and dynamic that you can try things out. You can see what works and what doesn't. And so often, unfortunately, we treat it as the complete opposite of that, that when we upload something, when we put it online, we are publishing it and it is forever set in stone. This is something that I've talked about before in the past, but what I haven't maybe talked about is the idea of proof of concept, that often it's good to try things out on a small scale before you roll them out properly. And this is for a couple of reasons. Sometimes it's good to try out an idea because to do it, you know, on a bigger scale is going to get more expensive and more time consuming. So you can just prototype and try something out in quite a minor, small way to see whether it works or not. For example, maybe you want to try out mobile and see how much traffic you can really attract via that and whether it's worth a bigger, longer-term investment. Well, one way would be to take just a small fragment of your site and make that mobile-friendly rather than endeavouring to make the whole thing mobile-friendly. Now, this isn't a long-term solution, but it does enable you to test what kind of return on investment you're going to get and whether it's worthwhile. The other reason for doing proof of concepts and trialing stuff is because sometimes it can be risky rolling something out for your entire audience. And actually what you want to do is just try it out with a small part of your audience and see how they respond to it. This is a technique used widely by people like Facebook or Google who trial ideas and new functionality before rolling it out to everybody. So proof of concepts are a really worthwhile thing to do, and you may have all kinds of ideas for your website, but either time, money, or concerns about how people are going to respond have stopped you so far from trying them out. Well, I would encourage you to do a proof of concept project where you just trial it with a small group of people or on a small part of your website to see how it works. If it works well, then it's worth further investment. If not, then you can just dump that idea and forget it. It's also a really good way of getting buy-in from senior managers as well, because you can show them a working prototype and you'll have some statistics to back up how effective or otherwise it is. So there you go, that's my tip for today, is use proof of concept projects.